We have three hechatimtzis in the Gemara. Tachabloy bebeit tavliya. The Gemara discussed three possible situations. One situation is matzi ladurei. One situation is loy matzi ladurei. And one is matzi ladurei ade adchak. Those are the three cases that the Gemara discussed. And I think yesterday we got klar, I hope, the pshat and how the three cases work. Today, I'd like to discuss with you the inyanim, or whatever it is that is nageya from each of the three cases. Okay, so let's review. First case, which was the Gemara mentions first? Hechida. Idamati la dure. Nahadur. What's pshat? Idamati la dure. Then what? Somebody is teichel le beis habliya. And it's Matzi Lahadurei, so then what's the din? So then, he's Mechayv to spit it out. So he's Mechayv to spit it out and he didn't. So what is the Gemara saying? So he's Chayiv both. He's Chayiv first. First he's Chayiv on the Mamin, and then he's Chayiv on the Misa when he has on the Mamela. He should be Chayiv both. So that seems to be the easiest of the three cases, a very simple case. And it is. Just Rashi, Boyalei Lahadure says something. Boyalei Lahadure, Vichila Yahadra, Mahishai to Iumazik. That's very good. If he doesn't, so Iumai, he's the Mazik. Derishai Lav Midi Ovid, like this Chayav Lakayim Klo. Those words, Derishai Lav Midi Ovid, are difficult. What did the Rishon do? He stole the truma. The truma belonged to a kai. So somebody else came, he took the truma, and he stuck it down the throat of a third person. So very good, being down on the third person. The third person has a chiyuv for swallowing it, he's a mazik, and for having a noise, kai nisa, that I have no, there's no issue with. However, the first person didn't do anything. The person has no chiyuv in. If I steal something from someone and I give it to someone else, I have no chiyuvin. Let's try to Rashi. Rishi lav midi avid. He has no eschayvus. What does it mean he has no eschayvus? Kidei is matriya on the Rashi. He doesn't understand what's Rashi talking about. What the gap shot in the Gemara, there's no problem. It's just these extra words that Rashi is. The Rishi lav midi avid. Blein eschayv l'kayin klom. The Rishon didn't do anything. What do you mean? The Rishon also did. Right, the halacha is, if one person steals, and he gives it to a second person, and the second person eats it or is mazik it, so ratzim izeh gaiva, ratzim izeh gaiva. That's the Mishnah of Bava Kama that ties his brains. But sort of, the ganav also is mechuyev, the ganav also has his chayvus. Well, what are you talking about? What does it mean that the first person has no chayvus? So the Rashi is very difficult. The Stipler says Pshat in Rashi. I think Machmas Doichik Hakasha. He says Pshat, which is a Chiddush. What's the Gemara talking? The Gemara is talking the case that the second person wants to eat it or doesn't want to eat it. Person you're giving it to, he wanted that it should be stuck into his mouth or not? Well, Gemara doesn't say. But it seems to be much like Rashi Taisus. Taisus be the loy matzi ladure. Taisus there said that Taisus shita is meretzayin miniach loy litchayv, and Rashi shita is that it's bal karcha. Like Rashi Taisus, what's the case? Person wanted it put into his throat, didn't want it. Taisus, that says that I shemer tzayna. Rashi holds that it was bal karchai. So if the stipler, if it was bal karchai, so maybe it's not so shver. The ganif took it, and he put it into a place where the other person didn't want it. So bimach shavtai, he put it in a safe place. Because he thought this other person is going to spit it right out. He put it in a person's mouth, the person didn't want it. That means when he stuck it into his mouth, logically, the other person would spit it out. And it would not have a din of mazik. and it would still be perfectly good. Sounds funny. Sounds very funny. Is this stifler says?
Trying to answer
Rashi. Why the first person not chayiv? He took it and he put it in a place where the second person is going to steal it. If I steal something from you, I put a place where someone else is going to steal it, so I'm responsible for it. He says, no, first person who stole it, put it in a place where he thought nothing's going to happen, it'll end up back to the owner. Because the person who he stuck it into his mouth didn't want it. That's what he stuck it into his mouth for. Very strange. Although you see people do funny things sometimes, you know, climbing around and he's stuck in his mouth. So he thought by sticking in his mouth, he's just going to spit it out and it'll stay there and the original person will get it back.
If
he spits it out, it'll be on the floor.
Or wherever it's going to be, it's someone else.
Yeah, you're right.
When it's not
you're right.
Are you saving it?
So Maramokimani Loch, the stifler wants to say that maybe that's the Kabbalah's Rash. That the God, if he stole it and put it in a place where he thought it was safe, and then the other person ended up destroying it, so he has some Ptur. But remember, Asugya holds that if you put it into the mouth and it spit out, it's not called damaged. It's only called damaged if you stick it far enough that it's Yefshaladue Yaladechak. Agamar holds it's not a hezek. So if it's not a hezek, so then. So Stifler's Teretz believes something is not so satisfying. No? Okay, maybe I misunderstood the Stifler. Take a look at it. That's what he says. I think Islamic Bay is a tier on the Gemara. Yes. If he puts in your shoes against damage, no.
So it's not the same case.
Here, the ganav took it and he put it in the place where he thought it's safe. But the other person
it's
decides from.
Which in my house. I have to slump it out.
No. No, but that's not similar to this case. Here you have the ganav who took it, and you have the person whose mouth it was stuck in. I mean, the person's mouth was stuck in. Is he mechuyev to spit it out? You see, it doesn't matter if he's mechuyev to. Happens to be he's mechuyev to, but even if he weren't mechuyev to, if Stifler is saying that he thought he's putting it in a safe place, then something happens. So
if someone needs to be mechuyev,
yes. And he's standing next to it. He puts your not you. We're talking about the ganav, the middle person.
Right.
So the middle person who took it and put it into a place that he thought was safe. So he's not a mazik at all. Later on, so somebody was mazik, so that person should be responsible. The problem is that it's still a ganav. The whole
obviously one in the same place.
Okay. The truth is, even if it was a safe place, it's hard to understand what this type wants. If I steal something, whatever happens, happens. I have you know anything. What? The Ganav should have a din of a shomer. He's a din of a shomer, but he has a din of, but he's responsible no matter what happens. It's the worst possible shomer. It's chayv and einzim. Alright, so that's issue number one. So we don't have a good tarot. So Kiv Eger has a good kashin. And again, it's not a problem with Pshat of the Gemara, it's just a problem with the Lashon of Rashi. Okay. Okay, case number two. E the loy matzi la durei amai chai. So what's case number two? The ganav put it into the throat of the eichel He stuck it down so far that it's loy matzi la durei. So what's wrong with that case? So what did the Gemara say? Amai chai. Let me see. Amai chai. Amai chai. What? So Rashi learns Amai Chayiv Misa. Right, that's going to argue. That's going to say Amai Chayiv Mamet. We'll learn Rashi now. Amai Chayiv Misa. So again. Amai Chayiv Misa. What does Rashi say? So again, Rabbi Akiva Eiger starts with Rashi. Either Lo Yimatzi Adurei Amai Chayiv Misa Onusu. Onusu. He's an Onusu. Why is he an honest? Someone stuck it down his throat. So he's not going to be chayav misa, because he's an honest. So Kiv Eger here declares a shayla in Kavanas Rashi, which is a shayla in the klolim of Kamlei. We've learned that we lekuli alma, we say come lev derab mine by inyanim of misa and inyanim of malchus, misa bidei adam and malchus. Rebbe Bechunya ben Akana is adding chorus and maybe misa bidei shemayim too. Now, what happens if somebody doesn't have erev b'shaygeg? Someone doesn't have erev b'shaygeg. So I mentioned to you, I think it was yesterday, that chayvei malchus shaygegin. We don't say kamlei derabim. The chayvei malchus shaygegin. If somebody does an avera b'shaygeg, which is an iser lav, does malacha on yamtiv b'shaygeg, and at the same time he's masik somebody, he has to pay. Because chayvei malchus shaygegim are chayiv to pay. He said yesterday that according to Rav Chaim's Hesber in Malchus, in the Kamlei of Malchus, it's Pashut. So Chaim learned that the Kamlei of Malchus is a din in what? It's a din that Bezda cannot give to Einshin. So since by Chayiv in Malchus Shaygigin there's no Einish, so therefore you don't say Kamlei de Rabbinay by Chayiv in Malchus Shaygigin. Chayiv in Misa Shaygigin, Misa mi Misa bidei Adam, Chayiv in Misa Bezda Shaygigin. In the Machlokes Amiraim, we pask in Chayve Misa Shaygigin a potter from pay. We do say Kamlei, but Chayve Misa even b'shaygig. So on Shabbos, if somebody, which is Chayve Misa, as opposed to Yontif, which is Malchus, on Shabbos, if somebody does Malacha b'shaygig and he's Mazik at the same time, so he has a potter. Chayve Misa Shaygigin, we pass in Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. We pass in the chayvei misas shaygigin a potter from kamlei b'derabim. They works and the potter from pay. Rabbi Kiva Eger is clarifying what would be the din by an einus. By an einus, someone's onus to do malacha on Shabbos, not a shaygig. Gemara talks about chayvei misas shaygigin. What about Chayve Misas Oinsen? If somebody's an onus on Shabbos to do malacha, how do you have a case of someone is an onus? Either someone forced him to do malacha on Shabbos and he was mazik, or I suppose you would have a case where someone is being mechal Shabbos doctor. He's being mechal Shabbos to save someone's life. He's also an onus. And let's say when he, during that time he's mazik. Let's say he's mazik. Is he potter? Could he say, "Kamlei d'rabbinei, I didn't miss the malacha on Shabbos. So whatever I was mazik, I'm off the hook." Okay, the case of a doctor you could argue is different, maybe. The Kivega is talking where someone's forced. You could argue, but it may apply to the case of a doctor too. First, let's talk in a Pashto on this. Someone points a gun at someone and says, "Be Mechal Shabbos." So he goes and he burns down someone else's house. He forces him, "Be Mechal Shabbos." He's Mechal Shabbos. He does something and that burns down a house. So could he say, "Come leave your Rabbine? I did an Isser Shabbos. And since I did an Isser Shabbos, so I'm Pata from Aminis." What's the one that would start him? What? Ayin is not the word la'ayin. The person is b'chayiv to pay. So what's the din? What are two stars in my ayin? Okay, you're asking, you're correct. Your question is where it comes from in the psukim. That's right. But
is
it's far.
Or is there a
Let him go bell. The question is an einus. Rabbi Kivagus Claire is what happens by an einus? When someone is an einus, is the pshat that he's putter from an einus? He didn't have aver and he's putter from an einus. Einus Rachmana Patre. So you can learn einus that he did the aver, but he has a ptur of einus. Or you could learn that Unsa commanded Loyavidami. Probably in the beginning of the year, Daf Bezel, Daf Gimel, we spoke about Oinis, we talked about your Valyavar. We talked about an Oinis, it's sad to say that Unsa Kemanda Lo Yavid. If you do something by Oinis, it's like it didn't happen, it's like you didn't do it. So there, in Dine Oinis, so we had these two Mahalchim. Now we said a Nafgamina, one Nafgamina we had. If someone bows down to something by Oinis, someone forces him, and he bows down to an Avodah Zarah. He wasn't allowed to. Yarvayavar, he bows down. Does that thing now become Osir Bahanoah al Avodah Zarah? Someone's forced to bow down to something. If you say that he did it, just an Oinis has Peturim, so he did it, the thing has a Din Avodah Zarah. If you say, this is Rabbi Chanan Nafkamina in the beginning of the Masechta. If you say, Unsa Kamanda Lo Yavid, so that's not bowing to an Avodah Zarah. That's bending down in front of a statue. But it's not bowing to an Avodah Zarah. Because Unsa Kamanda Lo Yavid, it's not called that he did it. So Rabbi Kiva Eder is Taila in these two ways to learn Oinis, whether you say, Kam Levi Derav Minei Bein Oinis. If you learn that Oinis is an Aveira, just the Avapator, so it's the same as a Shaygeg. Just like Chayve Mises Shaygegim are Pater with Kamlai, the Chayve Mises Einsim should be exactly the same thing. Shaykein, if you learn, I think the Chem Deshleima learns, that Unsa Kamanda Layavid. That Unsa Kamanda Layavidami, if Unsa Kamanda Layavidami, then you didn't do an Aveir at all. You have no Ptur of Kam Levi Derav Minei. You should have to pay. Because if you did an Aveir of Ainis, at the same time you amazik someone, the Aveir is Nishkan Aveir. Because an Aveir of Ainis Kamanda Layavidami. It comes out all you did is you amazik someone. In the case of a doctor or a Hatzalah person, it's certainly mistaver that it should be Unsa Kamanda Layavida. It's not, Shaddai, someone goes on a Hatzalah call, he did an Aveira, but he did a Ba'inus. There, the truth is, there it's more mistaver. Rabbi Kiveg is claiming by an Ainus we are forced. I'm asking you, what would be by someone who goes on a Hatzalah Nefashis? Huh? So Pshadis, he's Abraham Melech Shabbos. Pshadis is Rishayim, the switch of Hutcha. So Pshadis Rishayim in Yuma. But it's more than that. Somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, that's also the Pshadis Pashtus, is more than a night. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Is that called you're doing a Melacha? It's not a malach at all. So is that better for that? Is that better for that Hatzalah guy or worse for him? Is that better or worse? It's a different get. Pashas should be a different get. Total heter. So therefore, what comes out of his mazik? Right. Comes out the other way, right? It comes out better for him. He's not doing a malach. So it comes out worse for him because then he'll certainly be chayiv. Okay. The truth is that. The Shita of Beis Halevi is that Hatzalah has the same din as Ainus on Shabbos. They're Chelkin. Beis Halevi holds that as the same din. According to Beis Halevi, Rabbi Kiveg is clerical b'shayach to someone who goes for Hatzalah too. If you hold like the Chelkin on the Beis Halevi, which there are many, then it's outside Rabbi Kiveg is shayach. But I'll call upon him, this is Rabbi Kiveg's Chakira, whether an Oinis is Pater of Kamlai. So an Oinis Pater of Kamlai.
In a regular case, the Oinis is a mitzvah and
it's
mazik, that's it. We finish one, that's it. The mazik, so
would
it be to pay that?
A person who's doing a mitzvah is mazik while he goes to do the mitzvah, so he has to pay. Truth is, if someone's mazik, when he goes to say someone's life, it's a separate machlokes in the same hand. But if it's an incidental thing, if he just happens to do it at the same time, then it's not that's the case according to the rabbi. If while he's doing it, he's karashirayim, that would be the case. Where it's, okay, so this Rabbi Kibbeger. Rabbi Kibbeger is mesupik how to learn Rashi. When Rashi says onu, so what's Rashi saying? Well, now, why is he saying? The truth is, no extra words in Rashi. But he's mesupik amai chayiv misa onu su. Rabbi Kibbeger is mesupik to learn pshat in Rashi. That e the loy mati lahadure. Amai chayiv misa onu su. Therefore, what? Therefore what? Therefore there's no kamlai. He did an aveira. He did a ba'inis. If you do an aveira ba'inis, there's no kamlai d'ramine. What shayach declare of the nafkamiti rav and abaya? Someone stuck in the tistrot where they have to pay. What's a shayach? He's an anus. So what if he's an anus? You're supposed to say kamlai d'ramine. He did an aveira ba'inis. He did an aveira ba'inis. Let's say kamlai. So he's learning it to Rashi. The Rashi is saying that an anus also has a p'tur. An onus does not have a p'tor of kamli d'ramine, so it's not shayach to asugya. Our Gemara is trying to say it's a machlekes rov and abaya. Do you say kamli d'ramine by achilas truma? So Rabbi Eger is learning. Amai chayiv nisa onusun, and if he's an onus, there's no din of kamli. So then he's learning into Rashi. Rabbi Eger says a blush and safik. Rashi means that you're an onus and there's no kamli by onus, even if you hold the shaygi by onus there is.
Which case
see, our Gemara is talking by Nisa B'dei Shemayim. He stuck it into his mouth to a place that Eloi Matzi Ladure, right? Either Eloi Matzi Ladure, so the one who's eating it now, he's not going to be Chayim Nisa because he's an anus. Good, he's not Chayim Nisa. So what? Maybe you should still say Kamalei Ramine. Maybe you should still say Kamalei Ramine. Teretz is that Rashi holds that by an anus you don't say Kamalei Ramine.
What's the
happening? Because the mice, well, by shaking there is. If you do an aver, why is that?
Why is that?
Okay, so that Rabbi Chanan brings it. But this is Rabbi Kivega's clair. Rabbi Kivega clairs the shaila here on this Rashi, and there's more to the Rabbi Kivega. I have a chance we'll get to it, but Rabbi Chanan. And Ois Tzadik Vav brings up the Kivega first, and he says, 1 minute, we have to go back to the Makar. We have to go back, like Shlomi is saying, we have to go back to the Makar. 1 minute. Why is Chayve Nisa Shaygigim Ptur? Why is it Tak? Right? How do you know that applies to a Shaygig? So we're going to have later a ton of the Vechizkiya of Raisa that says that we're makish, we make a hekish of two psukim. There's one pasuk, makke behema yishamena, that if you're mazik an animal says lamed heyam and aleph, we're going to have it makke behema yishamena, and then we have a pasuk makke odom yumas. So we're makish makke behema to makke odom. Now, what's Maka Behema? What's the case? You're Mazik. Person who's a Mazik, Bishayge, does he have to pay? Person who's Mazik, Bishayge, does he have to pay? What's the rule? Adam Wood Lailam, right? Adam Wood Lailam. So if you're Mazik, Bishayge, you have to pay. So that means by Maka Behema, Shayge is Kamezid. So we're Makish that to Maka Yadam. That by Maka Yadam, when you kill someone, shaygig is kamezik. For 1 minute, it can be shaygig is kamezik, that if you kill someone, the shaygig is lisa. You know that's not so. So when makish of agabe tashlumin, but just like by the dine tashlumin of makah behema, you have to pay. There's no difference if you're shaygig or amazed. The same thing by dine tashlumin of makah adam, that what? Tashlumin of makah adam, you're potter from paying, right? By Maki Adam, you're potter from paying. So there's no difference if you're a mazid or a shaygig. It's a hekish. You follow the hekish? Okay, one more time. The Gemara says, how do you know Chayve Nisa Shaygigin are potter of Kamle? Maybe a shaggy should be chayiv. Maybe you shouldn't say kamay. So the Gemara says, well, makish, make a behema to make a adam. That just like if you're make a behema, if you damage someone's behema, there's no difference to shaggy and mezid. In both cases, you're chayiv. Like halak to be shaggy and mezid. The same thing by make adam, we're not going to be mechal to shaggy and mezid. Now, what's the din? By mezid, by make adam, do you pay? Just like by mezid, by make adam, what's the din? If you kill somebody,
you
put it for mamin.
You don't pay because
of a separate thing. The hekesh is that the din mamin of shegeg and mezid are the same. There is for a different reason. That's kamlah. But when makish, shegeg to mezid. Just like if you're mazik somebody's behemoth, shegeg and mezid are the same. They're both chayiv. Same thing if you kill someone, dinei teshlumen are the same. They're both potter. But the hekesh is that they're both the same. Follow? If both dinim are the same, they come like driving. That's the Gemara. All right, so now follow through. What should be the din by Yainis? What should we say by Yainis according to this? Do anybody? How do you figure out dinei Yainis now? Somebody has to come up with it. What I can tell you. Huh? It should be totally what the din is by a behemoth, no? The whole kamalei, we learn out from Maki, when you chayiv. We learn out from Maki Yadam, from Maki Behemoth. Now, by Maki Behemoth, Mezid and Shagig are the same. So by Maki Yadam, Mezid and Shagig are the same. So if you want to know what the din of Einis is by Maki Yadam, you have to tell me what's the din of Einis by Maki Behema. No? You know, Mr. Abba? Rabbi Chanan is saying on this Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not totally, I'm not saying it's not totally what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. He says it should be totally in something else. It should be totally in how you learned Xeris HaKasov. This Hekish of Maki Behema to Maki Yadam, how do you learn it? Whatever, what's the din? If you're Mazik Mamim Ba'Einis, what's the din? But how long is he mazik mamim ba'inis? Huh? You see how the mood lie on? The Gemara says that if you mazik someone ba'inis, you chayiv. Even ba'inis. If a person in the middle of a sleep, in the middle of sleeping, he turns over and he falls, breaks something, he's not listening to sleeping. So, after the ba'inis, you're chayiv. However, there's a machlekes Tosfos and the Ramban by an einus gomor. Someone's a total einus. But then he went to sleep, and when he went to sleep, there was something near his bed. So he was an einus. He doesn't usually fall off his bed in the middle of the night. He was an einus. He fell off and he broke it. He's an einus. But at least there, when he went to sleep, the thing was there. What happens if when he went to sleep, there was nothing there? And while he's sleeping, they put something near him. And during the night, he turned over and broke it. So there's a machlaikis rishayim. Tosfos, in two places in Baba Kama, says that an einus gomer is potter by Adam. The Ramban disagrees. I don't think it's only the Ramban, because I think we paskin like the Ramban, that a person's always chayiv. So Dr. Bachanan is telling you that the din of kamlei. However, you're going to learn by Maki Behema. If you learn Maki Behema, Mezid, Shagig, Einis are all the same, then kamlei also, Mezid, Shagig, Einis are all the same. If your Einis is different by Maki Behema, then it'll be different here too. So that Rabbi Chanan is titled in this Machlekes Rishayim, since we passed him there that Einis is Kemezid by Maki Behema. So, Kreit Rabbi Chanan, by Kamlei de Rabine, we would say, Einis is also Kemezi. So, this is the second Nekuda from our Gemara, the Shaila of Einsin. So, it comes out, basically, it's Torah two Shaila. It's Torah of Kivegas player, it's Torah of Rabbi Chanan player. Both or one or the other. This is the din of Chayav Einsin. Okay, the third case. What's the third case? Matzi l'aduri adei adchak. Okay, like Tzricha the Gemara said, the matzi l'aduri adei adchak. What's the din of matzi l'aduri adei adchak? Let's go. Matzi l'aduri adei adchak. What does the Gemara say? Ella, it's talking. If you don't shout the Gemara, I'm not going to get anywhere with any of the mafarshim. Like Tzricha, the matzi l'aduri adchak. So what's shouting the Gemara? So this will be the machlokes Rav and Abai. Since it's Masa Adoya de Atchak, so therefore, what happens? The Einish, the two Einshim come when? At the same time. Now, they come at the same time when you push it beyond the point of Masa Adoya de Atchak. Now, what is the difference of Masa Adoya de Atchak? So Rashi said the point is, and again, the Kudi here is Rashi, that Kila Shetach V'Latech Biv Ima Salah. The whole point of Matzah Adoya Adei Adchak is that once you put it down someone's throat so far that it can only cough it up, Adei Adchak, it has a din of a davar mos. It's considered mius. Is there a gzeila now to steal it? No. Why not? Why is there a gzeila to steal it? Because say better. Huh? Because it's worthless. It's worthless. It has no value. And since it has no value, so therefore, you're not going to be chayiv al tagav. What are you chayiv al? So you're chayiv when you swallow it, you have to pay hanos grinding a mail. Lamaisi had hanos for someone else's thing. So you're chayiv misa and tashlum and bahadi adadi. From keechot, that when you have hanos, there's an issa misa for eating truma, and also there's an issa. There's a nisr misa feeding truma, and there's also a nisr tashlumin for hanor, not for gazlan. You're not a gazlan, it's imasa already. There's no issa gazay on this. Of course, you had hanor from the other person's thing, so you have to pay for that. Okay, here, there's a totally different shayla, which is above a kama sugya, which the nasiv is. Hangs on this. Sure these two words of Rashi and Taisa says the same thing. On the limud Bava Kama, we learned it's already a number of years. I know the only refugees still from Bava Kama here, but on the limud Bava Kama, we learned. You remember that? How do you know how much you have to pay someone if you're mazikin? So here's a shuma. You shut up the value. It's a very basic idea. In Bava Kama, that all hezek is based on shuma and the value in the marketplace. That's how you shatz up anything that you're mazik. Right? If a person is a shach, the shach has a case where I give you a mashkin. You lend me money, I give you a mashkin. And you were mazik the mashkin purposely by mistake, it doesn't matter. You destroyed the mashkin. So now, let's say you lent me $100, and I gave you a mashkin. Now you destroyed the mashkin. You come to bed. I say the mashkin was worth $100. You say the mashkin was worth $75. So the shach says, what happens if in the shuk it's taka worth $75? But to me, it's worth $100 because to me, it's something which has, it's chaviv to me. It's extra chavivas to me. There's extra meaning to me. It's my grandmother's piece of jewelry. So to me, it's worth more. I wouldn't sell it for $70. For me, it's worth $100. So what's the halacha? So the shach says you can't say chaviv. You can't tie the chaviv. There's no such thing as chaviv. You go by shara shuk. Whatever the shara shuk is, that's the value that you have to pay. This is the case that the shach says, which is establishes the rule. That everything goes by shahashuk. Shaila that comes up based on this is a very difficult question. What about something which has a value only to me? Nobody else. I have a picture of my great-great-grandfather. Last existing picture of my great-great-grandfather. Nobody else, no? How many people have pictures of their great-great-grandfather? I have my last picture of my great-great-grandfather. To me, I wouldn't sell it for anything. I shouldn't say for anything, for the right price. But it would be, you'd have to give me a lot of money to get it for me. Someone comes and he burns it. He destroys it. So we go to Bez, and so Bez says, okay, let's see, what's the Shara Shuk for this picture? You take this picture to the store, how much is someone going to pay for it? How much is it worth in the store? See, well, depends who your great-grandfather is, right? But it's not worth anything. Of his great-grandfather.
Of any great
grandfather. He was Marzik, this picture. What you tidy with that? The it should follow L'chaira from this klal, from the Gemara, but I don't know, they always hang it on the Shach, that I can't say Chaviv. And therefore, or Reb Shlomo Zalman, in the piece I told you to look at, he gives an example where someone writes a get. Someone's paying to give a get, he hires a cipher, and he hires Edim, and they write up the whole get. It's expensive to write up a get. You have to hire a professional cipher, and even the Edim have to be ciphered. You don't sign a get like you sign a ksuba, it's signed, so whatever it costs $100, $200. Someone else burns the get. So Shlomo Zalman says that L'chaira, you don't have to pay anything. What's this get worth in the shuk? You got into the street, there's a get that has names in it already. It's not worth any. You have to find someone with the same name, his wife has the same name, and he's planning to divorce his wife. And it's still possible because it's not written Lishma. So it's not worth anything in the shuk. It was worth zero. So Shlomo Zalman clears this shayla. What should be the din on such a teshuvah? And I think he has another example, a letter. If you write a letter to someone else destroys it. What's it worth? It's not worth anything in the shuk. So they bring, to come to this nidai, they bring a nesivus. The nesivus is in Simin Kuf Mem Ches, Sivkat Nalef. His clair is really by a what we would call a used items, a used thing. Okay, let's say you're going to the store to buy a suit. How much does a suit cost? Right, there's a big spread. Okay, you get a suit anyway. There's a whole range. Right, let's just say $200. Okay, person goes to the store, buys a suit for $200. For $200, yeah, Shara Shuk is $200, right? Now he wore the suit already for 5 weeks. Okay, now he has a suit, still pretty new, a 5-week-old suit. He's wearing it, and someone comes and someone's mounting him. Someone walks by, and he passes a tray of gravy, and the gravy spills on the suit. Right, so what's it in? You have to pay. Okay, maybe give it to the cleaners. You still throw it on the suit that ruins the suit. So now, the suit is ruined. So how much does he have to pay? How much does he have to pay? So you could say, okay, let's take a 5-week-old suit and take it into the store and see how much people are going to pay for it. How much are people going to pay for an old suit? Well, peanuts, right? You have to go into the thrift shop. People buy the poor clothing, right? So you get $5 for it, $10 for it. So what's all offering? So what's it doing? No, I'm just thinking, it's interesting. Sometimes, if you spill gravy on someone's suit, so what's the din? You know, it's a mistake. Sometimes you go to a kiddush, and someone pours gravy, says, I'm sorry. I think I'm sorry, it doesn't do the trick. If you pour gravy on someone's suit, you have to pay your mazik, or the word loyal. So you have to get his address, and you have to pay. If he's mechil, he's mechil, but saying, I'm sorry, is not asking for mechila. Right? If you do something to someone's things, you have to pay. So I'm just thinking that sometimes the cleaning bill could be more than the shara shuk of the suit. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's only a pair of pants. So suit pants. So if you take the suit pants into a thrift shop, how much are you going to get for it?
$2.
It costs more to clean it and stuff. So what's the din? What should be the halacha? So the Nesivis takes the stand, takes the opinion that you only have to pay Shara Shuk. That's the halacha. And he brings a raya from our Gemara, from our he calls it our Tosfos. It's really Rashi also. Because what's the case here? Somebody is teichiv food. Somebody takes a grape. The grape is worth a shava prut. It's worth more than a shava prut. And he sticks it down a person's throat to a place where it's minis. Where now it has no shara shuk. The Gemara says, you're not a god now. Woman, to this person, it's still worth a shava pruta. To me, it's not disgusting. It's in my mouth. Right? A grape in my mouth is worth the value of a grape. To me, it's not disgusting. To me, it's worth a shara shuk. It's still worth a shava pruta. And yet, in our Gemara, it says, no, you don't go according to what it's worth to the person himself. You go, it's mimis, it's any shava klum. The chazi lamidi. So I'm not even gazela, but I feel this great. So to Nesiv, it's 1 minute. To him, it's worth something. Just like you have a suit. To me, a 5-week-old suit is worth the same $200 as a new suit. Right? It's worth the same thing. So it's not to Nesiv. It's no, you go through the Shara Shuk. The Rai is over here. This grape in the person's mouth. Rashi and Tosfos both learn into the Gemara that once it's mimis, because it's in my mouth, it's worth nothing. And if I swallow it, I'm not a gazlan. No din exela. Why no din exela? To me, it has a value. To shuk, it doesn't have a value. It's a raya. That if to me, it's worth something. Who cares? Din exela are established based on shara shuk. And if it's based on shara shuk, finished. Goes by shara shuk. It's a chiddush, no? This is the Nesivis Raya from our Gemara, that you go straight according to the Shara Shuk. What? So that's why Af Gazlan you have to pay zero. Af Nehena, so there's another din of paying Af Nehena. In Nehena, Mamami Chaveira, he said, there's a lot of paying Af. If your behemoth has Hanoah, in the case where you're part of paying, you still have to pay the Hanoah. So yourself, you also have to pay the Hanor. The difference is, you're going to pay the same thing, but the difference is, the Chiyuv comes at a different second. Right? Rashi's saying, if you have Gazlin, then the Misa and the Teshlumen are separate. Right? If you're paying Al Hanor, then the Misa and Teshlumen are at the same time.
The way you pay by a Gazlin is you look at the value of the shuk.
So, but I'm saying, so if here the value of the shuk is worth zero, to the bottle it's worth zero. So what am I paying back to the Hanah? The Hanah is a poop. Your Hanah, you had a Hanah from something that's his. That is, Tyson said it's not worth zero, it's worth pachas mishava prutah. I mean, still you can still cough it up and feed it to a dog. A dog doesn't care if it's from somebody, a person's man. Right? Tyson said that it went from over pruta to under pruta. That's what Tyson said, that's the Gemara. It's worth something. So Lamaisa, I had a Hano from something that he starts by with some.
If I would have no Hano something more than the value of whatever it was.
That's a good question. It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with the seeds. It's a good question. I don't think it has anything to do with the seeds, though. Right? We have to deal with your question. We'll have to learn Tysus with your question. It's a good question. But it has nothing to do, I don't think it has anything to do with the seeds. The Sivis is only dealing with the fact that you're pata from Dine Xela. Right? Agamar is saying there's 1 second where you're a gazlan. That's when you swallow it to a place you can't cough it up. And then when you have anah, that's the second thing. So the Misa and the anah come together, but as gazlan, you're totally pata. So as gazlan, you're totally pata. So why are you pata? It's like the Sivis, it's a raya. Now, Shlomo Zalman writes on this, that it's a davar tumua. Shlomo Zalman writes on this that it's a davar tumua. And on his raya from our sugya, he says a teretz. It's very hard to argue with the Nesivis, especially as the Pashtus Hagemara. But in the Shlomo Zalman says a davar tumur to say it's a chipsak. I derive from our Gemara is a Shlomo Zalman. It's not a raya. There's a difference between our Gemara and the case that the Nesivus is being arrived. The Nesivus is talking where it's worth something to the Nizik and not to the rest of the world. True? What's the Nesivus' case? It's my suit. To me, it's worth a lot of money. But to the rest of the world, it's not worth a lot. And you're masochist. So the clear is, do you go according to the Nizik or do you go according to the Sharasha? What's the case in Tysus? Who's it worth money to? It's worth money to the one who's eating it. To the Nizik, it's worth zero. In Tysus' case, the Techetimsa, with to the Nizik, that's the owner of this grape, of this truma, the Nizik, it's worth zero. Just, it's worth money to the one who's eating it. So here, Tysus is right. He cares that it's worth money to the one who's eating it. Either you go according to Shara Shuk or you go according to the Nizik. It's not smart to go according to the Mazik. So either you say, I'm making the Nizik lose money, or I'm saying I'm taking away a Shara Shuk from the Nizik. In our case, it's worth zero to the Nizik. It's just worth money to the Mazik. So that doesn't change anything. Worth money to the Mazik is not our Shaila. Our Shaila is whether you go back to the Nizik or the Shara Shuk. There's some amazing, there's no Raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that if it's worth something to the mazik, that doesn't matter. Fine. It's nothing to do with the chakira. The achakira, if you go past the shara shuk or the nizik, that's a separate shayla. So, Mimela, the Shlomo Zalman says the raya is not a raya. Because the nesivus is psak of davar tumua. But, really, talking about nesivus, we have to have makairis. It's a very difficult. Very difficult. The whole shot is a very difficult shot. I should add to you one nakuda. Someone has a house. You break the window in his house. You have to pay? Huh? Someone owns a house, you break a window. You have to pay? Yes. Okay? Let me ask you a question. How much is the house worth? $400,000. If you have a crack in the window, how much is the house worth? It's worth $50 less, you think so? Someone's buying the house, you can pay $50 less. I don't think so. Huh?
They do?
No, no, I broke it in. Not before. Not before. The shower shook in the house. I own the house. And you go and you break a window. If you break the big picture window in front, it might affect the price of the house dramatically. Well, you broke a little basement window in the back. So what's the din? So you could say it should be potter, no? Huh?
Why
are
we going to the house? Why are we just going to the window?
So what should we go by, the house or the window?
The window.
Is a shara shuk for the window? How much do you sell the window for? It's connected to the house.
How much
does the window go for? If you want to sell the back windows of your house, who's going to buy it from you? The Shach says that everything we're talking about today is where a thing can't be repaired. You ruin something, you destroy it, you swallow it. Where you can undo the hezek, everybody holds you have to undo the hezek. If the house has a hezek, has a broken window, and you could change the window for a good window, then that's not our shayla. Where you can undo the hezek to the house. If you look at the window, then you're right, the value of the window changed. If you look at the house, the value of the house didn't change, but that you can replace whatever was done to the house. When something can be replaced, there's no shayla that has to be replaced. If you spill gravy on someone's suit, so you can send it to the cleaners, there's no shayla you have to send it to the cleaners. The shayla will be if you destroy someone's suit. That's where the nida is. No, because here you're replacing the whole suit. That means you have to do the shashuk of the suit.
Replacing the whole one.
It just would come out based on this shaft. You're not. This is what to talk about. It just would come out if this nesivus is right. Would come out if you pour gravy on someone's suit, you have to pay the cleaning bill. If you pour blood on the person or paint on the person that can't be fixed, so you have to pay the shashuk, which like nesivus may be $2. Which is a davar tumur, like Rishon Lezion says. It's a davar tumur. But al kapodim, this is the funny thing is that when you learn Bava Kama, the raya is from Ksuvus Laman Amid Beis. The whole Bava Kama, I shouldn't say there's no raya, but the raya that the Sidus brings is from here, from this. So these are three in Yonim here in our Gemara. For tomorrow, we're going to get into Taisin Zara. The union of Kapara and to the union of Me'ilot. I think there's a stifler. Again, I think you all made a landing already. Please don't waste your time. I believe the Tilas Yaakov in Me'ila Simen Aleph. I believe it's Simen Aleph. Just make sure he brings Ksuvus Daf Lamed. He buys on Me'ila being Kapara based on this person.